Why digital privacy rules in Europe are sending U.S. businesses scrambling. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Last week, a French court found a local company's use of Google Analytics, which tracks and reports web traffic, violated French civilians' rights. That decision mirrored a ruling in Austria just a month before. It's part of a larger push in the European Union to manage how American companies use European residents' data. The EU and the US had an agreement saying American companies and laws provided adequate protections for European user data. But in July of 2020, European courts severed that pact, saying the agreement didn't provide enough protections from surveillance. Negotiations for a new deal are ongoing. Caitlin Fennessy is vice president of the nonprofit International Association of Privacy Professionals. She says because of recent court decisions abroad, the pressure is on for companies and negotiators.
The need for these data transfers is growing while the compliance options to allow them is shrinking rapidly. A lot of these rules were built around commercial protections, but as we all know, companies truly can't control the laws that govern surveillance. And so there is a bit of a challenge here where companies are being called on to address challenges that truly governments need to work together to solve on the surveillance side.
What does the current state of play mean for how a company like Google operates in Europe?
It means that the risk profile that companies are facing right now is just a lot higher. Now, basically, the first two enforcement actions that we saw come out of Europe around Google Analytics are the first two decisions in 101 cases that were framed similarly across Europe. So we can expect in the weeks and months ahead to see dozens of additional enforcement actions come down similarly. Importantly for businesses, I think, the risk is not just of enforcement, but the risk is that their EU partners will themselves recognize the heightened risk that they face as this enforcement cascades and pull back from partnerships with US partners.
With these decisions coming down, companies kind of scrambling, what do all these recent developments mean for the ongoing negotiations between the US and the EU for a potential new agreement?
There's no question that these latest enforcement actions just turn the ratchet in terms of the pressure that everyone faces here. Both sides, the US and the EU, do not want to see another framework fall. And I think we can all expect it will be challenged nearly immediately. And so they're working to build something that will hold up and will be sustainable.
Yeah, and I mean, with all these decisions coming down, are companies proactively making any changes to try to get ready, or are they sort of in a wait and see moment?
They have been proactive. They've been conducting transfer impact assessments and looking at options to localize and build data centers in Europe. So I think a big question that companies and governments face is, you know, how much will change about how these services are structured and operate before a government negotiated solution is reached? And are those changes in a direction that US and EU policymakers and businesses think is helpful or not?
Caitlin Fennessy of the International Association of Privacy Professionals. And now for some related links. Google released a statement earlier this year calling for a new framework for data sharing between the EU and US, and the company put out a blog post on Google Analytics, the target of the cases in Austria and in France. In that post, Google says it has worked to meet the EU's privacy standards when it comes to data transfers across the Atlantic. You can read the full statements at the links on our website, marketplacetech.org. We'll also have links to a recent Politico EU article on the French decision and what it means for data transfers across the Atlantic more broadly. Speaking of data collection, the EU is not the only one re-evaluating its practices. Just yesterday, Google announced it's doing a little self-regulation, adopting new policies to limit ad tracking across apps on its Android devices, following in Apple's footsteps a year later. But those official changes, like negotiations, will take some time. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.